We're learning Hilchos Shabbos. We're up to Siman Reish Pei Ches. And on the surface, it begins discussing something which may not be so prevalent, but actually something does emerge, which is quite halacha l'maisa. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Dalet, Amutu l'sa'anos bo tainis chalom. When it comes to Shabbos, a person is allowed to fast if they had a dream which disturbed them, k'dishikur gazardino, which could cause that that decree will be removed. This is actually brought down the Gemara, that because you did not have Onik Shabbos, because you didn't enjoy the Shabbos with food, therefore you'll have to fast again on Sunday. V'im toshash kocho, it's a lot of fasting, 2 days in a row, v'einu yochel esano shnei yomim ritzufim, 2 consecutive days may be a little bit too challenging, then lo yisana biyom rishon v'yisana achakach, you don't have to do it on that day, you can do it another day. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's not just about fasting, there's more to it. V'gam, also during this time, yivala kol hayom b'torah v'tefilah v'yichaperlo, it's a time also to immerse oneself in Torah study as well as in sincere prayer. And then the Ramah tells us that, of course, if that Sunday would be Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, then of course those are other exceptions that you would not be fasting, because we don't fast during those times. And he in fact tells us that even if a person would have, he says, Mish Yashin Shas Tzaharayim, a person would take a nice little nap, but it didn't turn out to be such a nice little nap, V'chol M'l'chol Ra, turned out to be a bad dream, Yisanim M'chatzi Hayom Ad Chatzi Halayla. And you could even have a short little fast from that point on, and that would be sufficient. And then the next day on Sunday, you would fast. That would be fine. And then Sifhei says as follows: Deish omim, that there are those that tell us that say shein lasanos tenis chalom b'shamas ela al chalom shero tlas zimne. The truth is, if you had a dream once, it's not the biggest deal. But if it's a reoccurring dream, it happens 3 times, then all of a sudden, maybe there's more to be concerned about. But then he says, V'yesh Omrim, this is the Mechaber speaking, Shibizman is that nowadays, Ein l'sanos tenis chalom b'Shabbos, we're not going to have a fast on Shabbos if you have one of these dreams. The reality is, She'ein onu b'kiyin b'fisron chalomos le'da eza tov ve'eza ra. Even though one may perceive something that they saw in their dream not to be good, it turned out it may end up being a positive thing. Now this is the halachos that I want to focus a moment on. It says, the Masana Mishabas, a person who does fast, would say the Anenu after they would finish their Shemon Esrei, B'loch HaSima, we don't end up saying an actual bracha unto itself, the Koilu Belu Kain Netzor, you add it at the end of the Shemon Esrei. And the Ramah says, V'yomer Achar Tefilas Ribono Holomim Goli V'yadua Kamo B'chol. You're allowed to add this paragraph that some people say, which is found in many Sidurim. Sif Ches tells us, Ein Masanin al Shum Tzora Mihatzoros Klal, that the only time that there's an inyan of fasting is when it comes to a dream. However, when it comes to any other tsar, any other misfortune that would happen, then we don't. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the following. It says that, Kosvo HaChronim, Demutu Loimer B'Shabbos, Elokai ad shel netzarti. This is something which we are more familiar with saying it on Yom Kippur, that we say this tefillah, which is a way of evoking feelings of tshuva, and as well as the hiratzon. De'enu aser shalos rachav. There's nothing wrong with asking your needs on Shabbos. Ella kishimavakish al choli o parnasa v'doimelo sheish sar lefanav. If a person is lacking sustenance or a person is sick, that is when we refrain from being engaged in such tefillos. However, avol charatas avonos tovom b'chol yom. If a person has regret over something that they did, that's something which is befitting to do all the time. Now that clearly sounds that when it comes to a person who is sick, a person should not be saying any tefillos, which of course that would include, apparently, the Misha Berach for Chol Necholos, which we, as well as almost all communities do, and the question is how we're allowed to do that, seems to be against halacha. So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos the following. He brings down 4 exceptions when a person is allowed to daven for some type of calamity. He says, Ein iser loimer techinos ubakashos rach diyachid. It's only not allowed to be done for an individual. If everyone is being incorporated and included together, young and old, wealthy and poor, Narva Kizakin, Enu Elo Ketoifes Tfilos Shetiknu Chachamim. It's just considered to be a part of our tefillah, and that's not an issue. So it's to single out a specific individual, that's where there's an issue. But if you're dealing with a communal issue, that's permissible. Furthermore, he says, it's only a situation where there is already an issue, and you're trying to daven to Hashem that that problem should go away. However, to be mespalel for to Hashem that such an issue should not arise, so there's no problems as of this moment, then you're allowed to be mispiled that no issue should come about. The third thing he says is mutul avakish shiitin HaKadosh Baruch Hu tova yoser. It's also permissible that if you already have something which is good, you can ask for more things that are good. And the last thing he mentions is lo oster shel srach of elo kishesh of sheros lespala al osam tzrichim le'achar Shabbos. If you could say these things after Shabbos, if you can ask for rachmim during, on a Sunday or whatever, then on Shabbos, we don't do so. However, if it's going to be too late, but feel rat suffik b'zeh, you're not even sure, maybe it won't be too, I'm not sure, then mutul l'spal over sorachim eil b'shabbos, the one is allowed to. And he brings down that for that reason, ein lomer tehillim abur b'shabbos, that there's a person who is mesukan, a person who is not feeling well, sick, or his maybe life-threatening even, then we don't say tehillim for him with the following exception. Very interesting psychological sensitivity the Chazal have. El imkin acholim avakesh sos, if the person who they themselves are not feeling well asks, could you please say tehillim on my behalf? Yesh l'hatzel espal v'uro, then we will allow it. Mechshash Tirif Daito Imlo Yimol Bel Kashav, say, no, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to do it. So he'll get very, very upset, and it could affect his physical, his health. So the last thing I want to focus on again is the Misha Berach. How are we allowed to pinpoint and specifically mention a Yachid? We just said it's allowed to be done for the sake of the Rabbim. So how could we have a Misha Berach and actually mention people's names? So this is what's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. Actually, he quotes the words of the Kolbo. He says, Umin Hag Olam. So our custom is l'hakel b'zez, to be lenient. But Tom, and the reason is mishum shemisayamim, if you look at that tefillah that we say, even though it's true, we do mention an individual's name, but we also say b'toch shar choli Yisrael. And therefore, since we are mentioning all people together, no longer is it really a yachid anymore. Therefore, rather, he says, it's kitzarchi rabim. It's for the needs of everyone. It's for the multitudes. And therefore, hamutar b'shabbos, therefore it is permissible. Then he also says, v'yizahir l'sayim, that when you also say this special tefillah on behalf of this, those who are sick, you should conclude with the words, shabbosim l'zog. I don't know if it's a